There is considerable relief in New Delhi as US waived India from Iran-related sanctions. Indian officials were quick to point out that it was a domestic decision that had come straight from the White House. With the exception of China, six other countries have also been exempted from sanctions because they had significantly reduced their crude oil imports from Iran. Malaysia, Republic of Korea, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Turkey and Taiwan now also join the 11 countries that have been exempted.
It's come as a big relief because substitute oil was difficult to get as well as very expensive because if India gets oil from elsewhere, it would also have to revamp and rework its refineries, which would be a very long and a very expensive affair.
India has cut crude oil imports from Iran to 17.44 million tons in the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2012, from 18.50 million tons in the last financial year. The target fix for import of crude oil from Iran for 2012-2013 is about 15.5 million tons. Over the past few months, New Delhi was in a fix regarding its payments for oil from Iran and was doing so in euros via a bank in Turkey. Insurance companies will now no longer have to face issues regarding extending cover to ships ferrying oil from Iran. After the historic agreement on the Indo-US nuclear deal in 2006, India and US have enhanced their cooperation in various fields, especially in the defense sector, where they seem to have made significant progress. The US is now keen to back defense deals worth $8 billion after having lost out to France for the $12 billion deal for supplying fighter aircrafts for the Indian Air Force. The US is also very keen to involve India as a partner in its role in Afghanistan.
The US is very, very keen for India to become involved not only financially but also in training Afghan military, Afghan security forces, and also taking up a lot of the slack which will be released when the NATO and US forces leave.
The US-India strategic dialogue, which is due on Wednesday in Washington, will not have Iran on the agenda. India has argued in the past that it accepted only sanctions approved by the United Nations and not by the United States. Analysts point out with the US engaged in a strategic dialogue with India where investment of billions of dollars is at stake, upsetting India, knowing fully well of its excellent relations it has with Iran and not granting a waiver, would have been a huge setback. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.